The Rama says that if a guy does malacha for a yid, base Yisrael in Yiddish house, the yid does not have to walk out of the house. You know, the yid is being nana, the malacha the guy did. Let's say he lit a candle, so being nana from the light, or lit a madura, the fireplace, the furnace, and now you're being nana from the heat. You don't have to walk out of your house over it. Now, we're talking about a case that the guy did it, that he knew he was doing it for you. It's midaitai. Then Mr. Brewer explained, the yid did not tell the guy to do it. The guy chose to do it for the yid. However, if the yid actually told the guy to do it, that would be different. Then you'd have to walk out of the house. Now, in the case though that we discussed over here, they did not tell him to do it. He did it for you on his own. You'd not have to walk out of his house. Should you at least turn around, not to be nana from there? Mr. Brewer brings, the Magen Avraham brings to be seisev, there'll be a mias chasidus to turn around. You don't have to turn around, but mias chasidus turn around, not to be nana so much from there. Mr. Brewer says, Mechadusha Rashba, it's mashba, that the Rashba is machmer on this, and holds you have to turn around. Now, we're discussing over here, the guy did it for the yid, and you weren't able to stop him before he did it. So what can you do? They're not matriach you to leave the house. Rather, you just warn him for the future not to do it again. But let's say the yid saw when the guy is about to light the candle for him, or light the fireplace for him, then for sure he has to protest and tell him not to do it. Even if this is taking place in the guy's house. If the ner and the eitzim, the candle or the firewood belongs to the yid, that's already enough. Yechuv t'imoicha, and tell him that he's not allowed to do it for you, he don't want him to do it for you. Even if you're planning on walking out of the room after the guy does it, so you're not going to end up being nene. Still, at the time that he's doing it, you have to imoicha that a guy should not be doing malacha on behalf of the yid on Shabbos. And this even the guy's house, just the eitzim, the ner and the eitzim belong to the yid. If it's a yid's house, for sure you have to imoicha and tell him not to do it. And if you see the guy he's not listening, he's going to do it for you anyway, you have to throw him out of your house. It's a chil Hashem. It looks like the guy is doing malach v'shlichus for the yid since it's taking place in Beis Yisrael. It does not make a difference if the guy is doing this for free or if he's being paid. If he's a schayim, a kabbalah, something like that, if he's doing it for Beis Yisrael, then you have to stop him. If need be, throw him out of the house. This kunigas, nice people have clean ladies or other household help, and they understand that it would be better for us if a certain malach will be done for us. They want to do the malach for us. Not only are we not allowed to be mitzvah with them to do it, but we have to throw them out of the house if need be in order to stop them from doing it on our behalf. Except in certain individual cases where Amir La'akum is mutter or where Remiza and Vignana is mutter. But in a standard case, it's also to have a guy do malacha for us. And the fact that the guy wants to malacha for us in our house, we have to stop him and if need be, throw the guy out of the house. Mr. Brewer says, and we're discussing over here, that the Beis Yisrael in Yid's house, that Yid does not have to leave the house because the guy lived in there for him. It's lav dafka, it's your physical house. Let's say you stayed in the hotel. The Maloin Hotel by the guy for Shabbos, and the guy did malach on your behalf on Shabbos, and you try to stop him, you weren't able to stop him in time, but you didn't realize until it was too late, you don't have to leave the hotel. So it's the same thing if it's your house or if it's a hotel. If the guy already did it for you, you don't have to leave. Maybe you should turn around, that we discussed, Shiloh about that, but you don't have to leave the house. If you catch him before he does it, then you have to try to stop him. Sif Beis, you have Yidin and Goyim are sitting around together, and the guy lights a candle. So are you allowed to be nana or not? So the Shulchan Aruch says, if it's Rav Goyim, they're mostly Goyim, then you could be Nana, because we could assume he did it primarily for the Goyim. If it's Rav Yisrael, then you cannot be Nana, because he did it for the Yidden. The Malach that guy did for Yidden on Shabbos, no Yidden can be Nana from. Let's say it's half and half Yidden, half Goyim. That's also Aser. And that's a Shiloh if the reason is, Mr. Brewer discusses, if it's because we have a Safik, if he did it for Yidden for a Goy, and Ramach around the Safik, or because Mech Tzemech, if it's half and half, it's considered he did for both of them equally. So he did do it for Yidden, and therefore it's Aser. And then it will come out that if it be a Safik, maybe a Safik will go to Kula. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says, let's say there's a proof that the guy did it for himself or for another guy. For example, we see this guy who the candle right away is mishtamish, or he's using the light right away. So it's apparent they did it for himself. Even if it's Rav Yisrael, then it's a mutter. We assume they did it for himself. Unless there's some other aichacha otherwise, aichacha that he did not just for himself, but he did also for a yid, that's a big shaila that the Biralacha is marichin. But in general, if there's a raya, the guy did it for himself, the assumption is he did it just for himself, and then you could be nana. Now here the Rama brings famous Bala Itter. The Bala Itter says a chiddush that the Arishayim, the Bala Itter says that it's mutter to tell a guy to light a candle for Suda Shabbos because the Bala Itter holds Amir La'akim is mutter even to tell a guy to Malach D'Raisa if it's Malka Mitzvah. And we're discussing over here, they're saying in the darkness by Suda Shabbos they have no candle, they have no light, and therefore it's considered the Tzarech Mitzvah, and according to the Bala Itter it's mutter Amir La'akim to have a good Malach D'Raisa for a Yid. A Yid cannot do a Malach D'Rabbanan, but the Shvus of Amir La'akum, that we could do according to the Baal Itter. If they already finished the Suda in the bench yet, or if they already have some light, then even the Baal Itter agrees also tell the guy to light the candle, it's considered Shleim Malka Mitzvah. If there is another candle, and the guy did light it, then it flips around the other way. It's more lenient, because it's not considered that we're being nana from the candle the guy lit for us, but Issa, because we have the other candle there also. That will get to Hashem a different time.